Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the 2014 state budget hearings. Stay tuned.
You cannot pull a rug out from underneath a family and expect them to just manage.
Many people are just one catastrophe away from homelessness, and they don't even know it.
In the current system, low-income people pay much more than the wealthy and are most impacted by these decisions being made.
The budget is a moral document.
On Monday, February 11th, the Vermont House and Senate Appropriations Committee held hearings on the proposed 2014 state budget through Vermont Interactive Television. People from all across the state testified to how the current state budget is not putting people first.
Hi, my name is Eric Lloyd. I live in Barry. I am a member of the Put People First campaign of the Vermont Workers' Center. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you tonight. I have so many things I could say about my parents' struggle to provide for me and my brother and sister. I know it took both of them almost a year to find jobs. I know sometimes it is a close call to having enough gas for our truck to get them both to work. Sometimes we need help from family to make it between paychecks, not because we splurge or don't budget well, but because the truck breaks down or any number of things that can happen will and does.
My family, like many others in Vermont, has had to struggle to meet our fundamental needs.
As I only get $16 a month for food stamps, I am grateful for the food shelf, as I haven't had to decide between paying rent or eating. I'm also greatly saddened and angry that there is a need for the food shelf at all. Still in all, despite the many signs of poverty in Vermont, and not just the lack of food, Shumlin intends to balance his budget on the backs of the poor people by cutting our budget.
You know, I spoke many times on these VIT hearings, and for some reason, it just still doesn't get any easier. We're not here because we want to be here. We're here because this is our story, and this is our lives, and this is what we live with every single day. You know, this budget that you do, we need to have a say, because we wake up every single day, and what you do with the budget affects our lives every single day.
Many people also spoke out against the governor's proposed cuts to REACHUP and the Earned Income Tax Credit. The governor is proposing cuts to both these vital programs instead of raising revenue on the wealthiest people in Vermont. These cuts will disproportionately impact poor and working people in the state and leave many families even deeper in poverty.
Governor Shumlin's proposal to cap REACHUP benefits is an attack on the poor. It's an attack on me and all of the other residents who struggle to meet their fundamental needs in an economy that gives little hope for enough creation of jobs with livable wages.
Every year, I, like many other low-income families in Vermont, depend on Earned Income Tax Credit. This money goes towards overdue bills, rent, car repairs, and heating fuel. Without our Earned Income Tax Credit, I don't know where my family would end up.
I think until we eradicate poverty, we need to be strengthening these services and not cutting them. And we need to be sure we fund these programs equitably.
Members of the Put People First campaign called on their elected officials to create a budget based on human need that fulfills everyone's human rights.
We are here from the Vermont Workers' Center to present a unified vision of many groups and communities. And that vision is a budget based on human rights principles which can meet fundamental needs.
In the new system that we are proposing, everyone pays for what they can afford and everyone gets the care that they need. This is equity.
We need a people's budget which puts people first. We all must be able to live a life with dignity and ensure that no one is made poor.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workercenter.org/media.